When you read something in the Bible and don't understand it, how content are you to remain ignorant? How much that bothers you provides important information about the condition of your heart.
Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
Insiders can become outsiders, and that's why we're warned about these threats to the word in your heart. Even the 12, as we go through Mark, we're going to see we're vulnerable to that. Jesus had to keep pulling them back from the brink of becoming shallow soil or weedy soil. And one of the reasons Jesus used the parables and made things hard to understand is to protect us from that. Because if you do what's necessary to understand the scriptures, you'll be guarded from all six of those threats. You'll be guarded from the thorns and the rocks and the birds. Now let me show you how that works for each one. How do hard passages in scripture protect you from becoming hard soil? The first one. Well, they alert you to the fact that your soul is starting to harden. The way that you know that your heart is turning into hard soil and getting crusted over is you read something in your Bible and you don't understand it and you're okay with that. You're like, I don't get this. And oh well. And you don't study, you don't look into it, you don't worry about it, you just move on. You don't have the drive to figure it out. You're not curious to find the meaning. You're fine with not understanding. You're fine with not hearing from God. If that happens, that's a flashing red light on the dashboard of your soul saying something's wrong. Your soul's getting hard. The ground is getting hard. You got to soften it up. You got to do what Jeremiah said and break up that fallow ground through repentance. Find if there's a sin in your life that's causing that and repent of that. Or if you can't find any unrepentant sin, then maybe it's just a situation where you don't realize, you're not appreciating how much you need God's word, how much you need God to speak to you. And so you need to go to Psalm 119. Which is 176 verses of promises about this is the treasure of God's word. This is what it'll do for you. And just read it every day. Spend time every day in that or Psalm 19. Seeing what a treasure God's word is so that you can become desperate to understand it.
There are some mysteries in Scripture that you'll never figure out in this life. But there are many marvelous truths, truths that would change your life in wonderful ways if you understood them and they took root in your heart. There are many of those kinds of truths that are available to you, but only if you seek hard after them. Study hard, meditate, read, listen to sermons on that passage. Ask pastors or others who might be able to help. Refuse to let it go until you understand not only what it means, but how it applies to your situation right now. Search your heart. How high is the eagerness meter when it comes to taking in God's word?
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? A simple post on social media can change a person's day. This season, the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the Gospel of Mark. Over 130 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.